From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, February 18th. Last year, the Park Fire burned more than 400,000 acres across Butte and Tehama counties. NSPR's Ava Norgrove reports one ecological reserve hopes to be a model for post-fire recovery.
Life is returning to Big Chico Creek Ecological Reserve. Nearly 7 months after the park fire burned nearly all of the property, the land is beginning to heal.
The most unsettling thing for the first few months being out here was how quiet it was. Not hearing the birds, not seeing the wildlife.
Eli Goodsell is the executive director of the reserve. He says for better or worse, the reserve is now a blank slate to steward more sustainably.
As we rebuild, how do we rebuild the infrastructure that is needed to be leaders in creating that next generation of land stewards, not only in Northern California, but throughout California and the American West?
Lindsay Amundson is the project manager at the reserve. She says California ecosystems need fire to thrive. Suppressing fire for so many years, she says, has created a dangerous, out-of-balance landscape.
We're trying to have a better understanding of what the landscape would have looked like before colonization.
Both Amundson and Goodsell say the reserve won't look the same as it did before the fire, but that it's for the best.
We are going to have fire on the landscape. How are we going to make it so that it, instead of being this detrimental thing, it can be a beneficial thing as it traditionally would have been?
Goodsell says bringing native species and traditional methods of land stewardship back to California is the key towards living with fire in the future. It won't be easy, Amundson and Goodsell say, but it's a step towards creating a home for people and wildlife that can safely handle fire and be better for it. In Chico, I'm Ava Norgrove.
In other news, a team of Shasta High School students will see their work fly to the edge of space. Four students were recently selected to have their research project launched aboard the NASA TechRise High Altitude Balloon. The experiment is designed to analyze simulated Martian soil and determine how much radiation protection it provides at different depths. 720 project proposals were submitted, and 60 were accepted for launch. NASA engineers will collaborate with the NASA students over the next several months as they continue refining their experiment. And the Trump administration is ramping up deportations, and the California legislature is pushing back. Recent bills introduced in the state Senate focus particularly on immigration and customs enforcement activity in schools. That includes SB 98, which would implement an emergency alert system to notify campus communities when there are ICE agents present on campus. Christina Lovato is an assistant professor at the UC Berkeley School of Social Welfare.
Of course, it's important for caregivers, parents to know when a threat like this is present. So this particular Senate bill provides that kind of necessity to inform.
Another bill focusing on schools is SB 48. That bill would require ICE agents to have a judicial warrant to be able to walk onto campus or acquire documentation from schools. A judicial warrant needs to be signed by a federal judge and has specific parameters around when the warrant is valid and what specifically can be gathered by an agent. Both bills are currently waiting to be reviewed by Senate committees. Also, Shasta County supervisors last week voted to suspend Elections Commission meetings. NSPR's Ken Duvall explains why they may have done so.
Supervisors voted 4-1 to temporarily pause the commission's work during closed session pending resolution of a lawsuit filed against the county registrar of voters. That's according to reporting by Shasta Scout. The outlet reports a lawsuit was brought by two residents who allege misconduct. A similar lawsuit was brought against a previous registrar last year. That suit was dismissed in Shasta County Superior Court based on what the judge called, quote, a profound lack of evidence. According to reporting by Shasta Scout, supervisors did not say why they decided to suspend Election Commission meetings. However, the commission's chairperson submitted a document with the court as part of the latest lawsuit claiming to have witnessed misconduct. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, Chico State has been recognized for its commitment to funding research and innovation. The university was recently designated a research college and university in the 2025 Carnegie Research Activity Classification. This is the first year the RCU designation has been used to recognize schools that do significant research but don't offer doctoral degrees. An institution has to spend at least $2.5 million on research per year to receive the Research College and University title. Chico State officials say the school invested close to $6 million in research over 2023. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, February 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.